a sinner.
And I'm also the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. Oh my God. Let's get out of the car here. Ugh. All right, I'm ready. I think. Because it is 1930. And why do I get the feeling I need to walk down here? It is 1930 UTC. The traditional time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm also a picker, a grinner, a space cowboy, a gangster of love, and everything else pretty much mentioned in that extraordinarily famous and fantastic song, The Joker, by Steve Miller, that we heard a short excerpt of right at the beginning of this show. You're welcome. I know, how cool is Steve Miller, right? There's a guy that can write a song. All right, so I'm approaching the gate that leads to the Mulhouse property. And what am I hearing? I'm hearing little flits and flirts and doing stuff in the bushes, and it must just be little birds. I'm going to walk around the gate here. Come out to this property. And all the grass has grown up, but I still don't see anything. All right. So I'm turning around. And we're going to head into Herrenhaven proper and get into this. All right, so let's start the show. It's a lovely day today. It's about 65, 67 degrees Fahrenheit. Oh, you know, probably just around 20 degrees Celsius. Very nice, partly cloudy, very little wind. There's a butterfly. There's a monarch butterfly. Hi, butterfly. You know, we're going to have to walk over here, too. Now that this grass has grown up, we got to check these mati dens. Let's sneak up on these mati dens and see if we can see anything. Anything mati-like. Geez, the grass is so tall, I can't even see into there anymore. She can't see anything. Yeah, this grass is now taller than waist height. It is 1 meter, and then some. Well, it's hard to tell if there's been any Mati action around here. Yeah, this path is, well, it seems to me like these dens could be in use, but we're not going to be able to tell until we actually see a Mati. And once again, I'm at Herrenhaven. Haven't been here in a few days. Been trapped in my own house for a while. I'm glad to be getting out, getting some exercise here on a lovely, lovely day. Okay. So here we go. I'm gonna take off my sunglasses. We still are. Wait, I see fresh dirt over here. What is this all about? Is this den in use underneath the Mati shed? Is there Mati under there? Mati! Are you under the shed? Alright, what was I talking about? As I walk by the dragonfly pond, I notice that it's covered in duckweed. That's awesome. I can't believe there's nobody else here today. But the weather is not going to remain good. We still are on the edge of some severe thunderstorm systems. So there's a lot of people under tornado threat. But not us, although it could still happen. Oh, cool. It still could happen, but it's probably not going to start raining until later. Tornadoes are all to the south this year. But as I enter the forest here, there's an old chunk of log here that's all broken up. It's very old, but there is some of that Xylaria, that white Xylaria, poking up through here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, about a dozen little fingers. So here's a couple more over here. So yeah, there's just these white little fingers sticking up out of the wood. Oh, we should have checked back there. I was going to check back there and I got distracted. Yeah, there's another area over by the kiosk where this same stuff likes to pop up. It has been raining here for the couple of days. I think it rained last night. And so everything is super green. It's super green in here. Everything's flowering. All of the invasive honeysuckle plant is flowering and it smells amazing. It smells so good in here, it's ridiculous. And everything is super green. Super green. Grass is a meter high. All the plants have got leaves on them. All the trees have leaves. It's green. The sun that shines through gets filtered into some greeny greenness of greenosity. Wait, what was that? Tobe takes a couple steps backwards to look into the deeper into the forest. Yeah, okay. I thought maybe I saw a silhouette back there, but I am mistaken. So I continue on my walk, taking in all the smells and all the greenness. Man, it's so green that whereas we could see meters into the forest now, we can barely see past the edge of the path now. It's that green. As we approach the crossroads, just green. You can't see jack. Greeny, greeny, greeniness. So I'm veering to the, what's this direction? To the right. To take the path that leads out to the boardwalk. I can hear some heavy equipment or truckage or something out there on Old Maple Road. Can't see anything because of all the green. Not Old Maple Road. That's obviously West Maple Road. As we approach the sub pond, there's a lot of duckweed in here. A lot of frogs. What's that out there? There's something out there on a log. Oh, it's out there a ways. It's hard to tell what it is. Oh, some kind of duck. Some kind of quacky duck buddy sitting way out there. Hi, quacky duck buddy. I don't see any of my heron friends. So I'm going to keep walking. Yeah, geez, look how green this is. Green, green, green. All the rain recently and everything. Hey, a tree fell down over here. Green. Greenness. Can't even see the water yet. Do-do-do-do-do. Walking out to the boardwalk. There's birds hanging around, making noise. Red-winged blackbird. All right. God, it smells great out here. It smells like candy. As I get out to the water's edge. Oh, hi, froggy. There's a frog down here. And there's a bird above me. Looks like the water level's a little bit high. Water is very soupy. Here comes a butterfly. All of the cattails have grown up. They're big. And there's some of that other stuff. What's that called? Arrowhead? Another aquatic plant growing here. Yeah, all the cattails are 2 meters high now. Fresh. These will be yummy snacks for all of our... Jeez, look at this frog. These will be yummy snacks for all of our scratty friends, wherever they are. There are half a dozen geese standing out on the weir. And, yeah, there's a truck parked right there. There's a big, huge semi-truck unloading I don't know what. Oh, looks like concrete forms. And a small front-end loader, you know, like a Bobcat, but it's green. It's John Deere brand. They're doing a lot of road repair because that street got torn up. It's so bad. Pothole wise, there's construction going on. The pond itself looks like some kind of weird soup. It's white. The pond is milky white. It looks like milk with lots of mold floating on top of the milk. Lots of circles of mold. Because there's just all these colonies of whatever these plants are. I'm not biology guy. And all the goozers that were on the weir are kind of bothered by the guys unloading the bobcat on the truck. So, yeah, I'm watching these guys on Maple Street. They're not, maybe 50 meters away. Not even that. Looks like they're going to be pouring concrete because that street got torn up this winter, in the late winter. Really brutal. I haven't even been able to drive on it. Whenever I have to go out to my parents' house, I take back roads. I take the neighborhood back roads. All right, God, look at this soup. The water, it looks like milk. Looks like milk in here. Which is presumably just a byproduct of all this growth. All this vegetative growth in the water. Look at all of this stuff. It's soup, man. I'm telling you, it's freaking soup. So much biomass. I'm standing here at the end of the boardwalk. There's two geese out in front of me. And now they're attacking the shoreline. What, did somebody get in their space? What the hell's going on here? What's over there? I see other waves. Yeah, okay, there's some other geese that were apparently in their own turf or not in their own turf. I'm looking around the rim of the pond and everything, looking for herons. I don't see any from here. I do not. Okay, so I'm going to walk back down the boardwalk here. I can see little bow waves in the water where little fish and frogs are darting around. But I cannot actually see the fish and the frogs because, like I said, can't see through the water. The water is not clear. The water is, it looks like milk. It looks like slightly watered down milk that's got, you know, green stuff floating around in it. A lot of green stuff. And it's cool. It's soup. It is so soupy. It's awesome. All right, all the geese that were on the weir that got scared by the construction guys have now swam to this side of the pond where the reeds are, and it looks like there's one sitting on a nest or is working on a nest. Is that a functional nest or is that just there for fun? I don't see any eggs. That's the other weird thing is, you know, it used to be that all the geese, they would nest where you could see them and you could watch eggs. But this is not one of those years, I guess. Things have been changing around here, and I guess the only thing to do is to blame all the invasive species. Oh, here's another one of these kinds of butterflies. I forget what they're called. Is this one of those prairie something or others? We get a lot of them around in here. We get a lot of butterflies at Heron Haven for a number of reasons. One, this is a nature area with plenty of food for all kinds of dudes. Foods for dudes. That's what we're doing here. Yeah, I'm checking out that duck sitting out there. Are there baby ducks on the log too? What is that other shape? can't tell. Let's keep going. Yeah, so lots of butterflies out here. One of the things that helps, I'm sure, is all this illegal honeysuckle. I bet they love this. Plus, we've got an entire garden, the butterfly garden. that is filled up with many, many plants that butterflies really, really like. And so they come to visit the exciting butterfly garden. I'm walking across the land bridge, looking into the billabong. It's all duckweed. Cool. And then, to make things weirder, when is it? In September. It's usually the second weekend in September. You know, Herrenhaven has their big open house thing, and that usually culminates with a butterfly release. Somebody brings in a boatload of butterflies and they put them in a tent, and you can go in this tent and you can hang out. What was that weird sound? Buzz, buzz. Is there a bee around here? And then at the end of the open house, they release all the butterflies in the butterfly tent. And generally speaking, I think they like to hang around here because, well, this is a good butterfly area. Alright, I'm walking into the wall blind, and this is difficult because it's getting overgrown. Can't see anything over the blind. Gonna have to climb up the little steps here. Well, I can't really see into much of the back of the billabong. There might, that's a frog. I thought there was a little turtle on the log, but no, it's a frog. There's a big frog over there too. But that's all I can see. So we're gonna keep going. Oh, gotta push branches out of my way. There's so much growth. Now it rained a lot, and now we gotta check this stump to see. No. This little stump has been cut off at ground level. And they tried to, you know, make the path over it, and that never works out. But it's this stump here that has that weird, what's that mushroom called? I can't remember. It's the one that bleeds. It's the one that, one of the ones that bleeds. One of the ones that produces red latex drops, and it looks like blood. It's really cool. But we don't got anything going on there yet. I think that's a little later anyway. All right, now I've come to the bend in the path here where we can see up onto the ridge and stuff. I thought I heard something up there. Maybe not. So we will continue on through the forest. Dun, 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 dun. What's that? I heard something. Oh, it's just a bird. And it's a cardinal. And it's a molting cardinal. He looks kind of weird. He is not very red today. Let me just say that much. He will be more red in a few days. Okay, we're approaching the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. Hey, and why is that log torn up right there? Somebody been chewing on that? All right, here we are. What's going on in this little pond here today? I see some funny ripples, but I can't see anything. I keep hearing things. What's going on up here? Oh, just birds picking in the leaves and stuff. You wacky birds. Making me think I'm hearing dudes. Oh, crap. Okay, ducks. There's a duck with ducklings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, I didn't mean to spook you. I had crossed the bridge and I wanted to come down to the edge of the pond here. The edge of the turtle reproduction pond. Where we usually always go, right? And as I turned and came down here, nope, there was a duck. A mommy duck with all of her baby ducks hanging out right here. Now they're swimming away. They're about the middle of the pond right now. I'm going to keep coming down here a little bit further. Look out for snappers. Look out for snappers, you clowns. I'm going to see what else I can see in here. Oh, the little duckies are all swimming away. And then I'm trying to figure out what kind of duck that is. And then swimming in from one of the other channels is a male mallard. And boy, those ducks, those babies and mommy are really moving now. They have made it to the other side of the pond, and they're swimming into the protection of the cattail reeds that are sticking up out of there. They are no longer in sight. Well, actually, I can still kind of see them, but they think I can't see them, so. There's a lot of ripples over there. That's some turtle action over there. Kind of seems like that might be some turtle action, but. And that male mallard, he just hopped up onto a log. Hi, I'm Mr. Ducky. Hi, Mr. Ducky. You're cool. You're a cool duck guy. What was that? Something just, a stick broke over there. All right, so let's come back up here onto the path. What am I hearing? I keep thinking I'm hearing stuff. I don't know. And let's go over to the blind. Let's go see what's happening in the blind. What was that? Is that a bird or a squirrel on that tree? Keep thinking I'm hearing something. What am I doing? Okay. So here I am standing in the blind. The big blind. Looking around. Very interesting. There's not much going on. Let me change angles here. There is some stuff growing up in front of the blind, so it's making it hard to see some of the areas. On the main log, there are 7 turtles, all Western painted turtles of average size. There's other ones hanging out on the sub logs, nearby logs. There's 2 there, 1 there, 3 there, so, you know. We got all the regular turtle suspects, just no snappers. Out on Goose Island, I can see, 4 geese? Some of which are sitting down, might be on nests, unknown. I'm surprised we saw baby ducks. But we saw baby ducks out on Coal Creek about a week ago, so I guess that's fine. That means we'll be seeing baby geese soon. That usually starts, about now. It's, you know, always at the end of May or the beginning of June. First week of June, we should be seeing some. But yeah, it seems to me like we always see the baby geese start popping out on like May 30th. It's like right at the end of May, right at the beginning of June. Scanning the rest of the pond around the rim, there goes a frog hopping through the water. I don't see any herons, blue, green, or white. I'm gonna stick my head out here. This doesn't do any good. I still can't see anything because all this stuff is grown up. It's green out here. It's green. It's green, I tell ya. All right, so I'm kind of surprised we haven't run into more, you know, weird mushrooms. So what we're going to do here is we're going to head up onto the loop path, or the upland trail, as somebody decided to name it. I keep hearing stuff up here. I keep hearing little twigs breaking. I keep hearing, I don't know what I'm hearing. But look at this. This part of the path is getting bare. Some of this old bark mulch is washing away. It's been a few years since this has been replaced. Okay, here's a little mushroom of no consequence. An LBM. Little brown mushroom. That would take forever to identify, so we don't ever bother. Okay, walking up the path looking for mushrooms. And It is up here that, oh, here's an old mushroom from a few days ago. What is it? Some kind of Russula. There's two, but this one's just messed up. I can hear a duck down here in the ravine. It's right around here that we get a flush of scarlet cups. We didn't see any scarlet cups last year, which doesn't surprise me. But I'm checking this area right now. It's a little early for scarlet cups, I'm not going to lie, but we have gotten a lot of good rain. And here's a funny little mushroom. Another one of those Russulas. Popped up right there and got its head cut off. Hearing all kinds of weird birds. Not seeing any scarlet cups, but I think the earliest I've ever seen scarlet cups is the middle of June. Scarlet cups are awesome. They are a cup mushroom, and they are red. Scarlet red, hence the name Scarlet Cup. To go along with all of your other exciting cup mushrooms, like the brown cups. Jesus, and as I walk along this path, I'm just seeing tons of mycelial threads where squirrels have dug up the bark mulch. You can just see it. And here's another one of those Russulas, a really strangely shaped one. Cool, but I was hoping to find something a little bit more exotic. But no, yeah, see, look, jeez, here's one of those Russulas too, but it is just mangled, chewed up. Jeez, I can smell them. Yeah, okay, here we go. More big knobby Russulas up here at the top of the path. There's a nice one. That's kind of cool. Very nice, very nice. Oh, didn't even see this one. Da-dong, ka-dong. Good size one too. Nice. And as I start walking down the hill, yeah, here's one right in the path. Very good, very good. Got a duck under some branches. Here's some mushrooms. Yeah, I can smell them. Everything's got that funky mushroom smell. And then on top of that, I can smell the invasive honeysuckle, which I think is what I'm going to start calling it. Ooh, here's a cluster of Russulas. They're all beat up. Little animals and birds and bugs have been taking bites out of them. Yummy, yummy chomp. Well, here's somebody else who just arrived and is walking down to the turtle reproduction pond. Let's start heading out of here. I'm running out of time. Just want to cross over the bridge one more time and look out there, see if I can see my baby ducks or anything. I don't see the babies, but that mallard is still sitting on the log. He's having a good time. Just like me. I'm glad to be out and about, walking around, getting some exercise. My back feels better. My knee feels better. Everything in general is starting to feel better. So keep that in mind as I tell you that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm going to go home, get some food, and, I don't know, do some stuff like play my instruments. So bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.